Hello and welcome to the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons & Dragons.com, where we talk about everything but Dungeons & Dragons. Although, for a little while, we were just talking about Parallel Kingdom. And we still might talk about Parallel Kingdom tonight, just a little bit. So, David's supposed to be here. We're starting a little early today. I'm posting it on Facebook that we're starting at 7, but we're starting it technically at 6:30. And I guess we're going back to what we were talking about before we were talking about Parallel Kingdom. Couple things I wanted to talk about. The first one's kind of gross, but it's part of alternative health, or, you know, part of being healthy. And basically, I learned, I've kind of been I've heard about colonics and doing enemas for quite some time. But I never really thought about doing it until 2012, whenever our friend Jamie took me to Reiki class with Lucy. And Lucy does colonics. And I learned a little bit more about it that day, and I determined that I needed to get it done. I think I knew a little bit already about it, you know, prior, but I knew a little bit more about it at that time. And I was going to get it done, but I just never did. Then about a year ago, I started studying enemas, and I've been looking into doing it myself, because getting a colonic done is not exactly cheap. Not exactly expensive either. But so I've been trying to build up, you know, to doing it. Build up the courage to do it for about a year now. So I started really getting into the concept of doing it around 2012. Last year, 2015, I started saying I was actually going to go through with it. And I was planning on doing it, but I just never did. Well, I officially started last week. And it's a little cumbersome, and it's a little gross because I'm a germaphobe, but it's not as bad as I built it up to be. I haven't really felt anything, you know, like I've only done it really twice, three times technically, and haven't really seen or felt any major results, but you know, like anything else, it takes time. But they say it's supposed to give you energy, supposed to clean out your gut, help you absorb nutrients better, you know, because I take a lot of herbs, but supposedly I don't absorb as much of the nutrients as I should because I have a dirty colon. Well, everybody's got a dirty colon. But you know what I mean. Plugged up colon, whatever you want to call it. So, I've been cleaning it. I haven't really noticed any improvement yet, but it takes time just like anything else. So that's the first topic. Most people are grossed out by that. Most people don't want to talk about it or even do it for that matter. But I finally decided I was going to do it, and I've been doing it. And I guess we'll see what happens. I got YouTube. I've been doing a YouTube video on it. Not like live demonstrations or anything, but, you know, the prelude to doing it and then the after. So you got the before and after, but I didn't videotape the in-between part. What do they call that? Quadruple space? So I did a quadruple space in there. So you got the before and after, and that's it. And then some videos of me videotaping other videos of other people doing it or cartoon demonstrations on how to do it. So I'm kind of giving my experience on YouTube and now a little bit here. There's another thing, a couple things really I wanted to talk about, but I can't remember what they were. That's basically, I just did another enema today. I did two was at the hotel. My chuckles broke down last week. So I did two back-to-back. I did them too close together, though, because they made my butthole sore. But my bunghole, I had a sore bunghole. But so basically, it's been a few days, but I'm here at the truck stop. Took a shower, so I went ahead and did it prior to my shower, and everything came out good. So far, so good. You should take probiotics, and you can get those at Walmart or any health food store, preferably a health food store. I did water the first time. I did a half gallon. Total, 32 ounces of just purified water or spring water. The second 32 ounces, I did a splash of chlorophyll in the water because I saw somebody doing a colonic that way. And I thought, hey, chlorophyll is good for you. I'm going to give it a shot. And I don't know. I think everything came out okay. So I think it was good addition to my experimentation. But Marcus Rothkranz, you can find him at freefoodandmedicine.net. Marcus Rothkranz says just plain water. But one guy that we're studying is talking about, for alternative health, talking about another doctor who cured people of cancer using coffee enemas. So if you got cancer, you might try coffee enemas. Otherwise, I don't know that I would suggest a coffee enema. If you do coffee enemas, I wouldn't do it all the time. I do water most of the time. Just pure water. wheatgrass. People do wheatgrass enemas, too. And I can't really say yay or nay on that. Marcus Rothkranz approves of wheatgrass enemas, but he still suggests doing water. Most of the time. So, yeah. You know, like I did the second half with chlorophyll, you might try that. You know, do water and then do wheatgrass, a tiny bit of wheatgrass, you know, just to keep the healthy bacteria in your colon, you know, because you don't want to flush everything out. You know, you want to keep your colon healthy. So it's good to put some healthy bacteria back in there or whatever, healthy stuff in there. So wheatgrass is healthy. Chlorophyll is healthy. I don't know so much about coffee, but like I said, one doctor was curing people of cancer using coffee enemas. So can't argue with that too much. I'm pretty healthy. But I got a couple areas that need work, And so I'm trying something new, something that I should have been doing probably a long time ago. But I'm a truck driver, so that's part of my health issues. I'm sitting behind a wheel all the time on my butt. Drive, drive, drive. I don't get a lot of exercise. I don't eat as good as I should because I'm subject to truck stops, but I have been learning how to forage and, you know, learning wild edibles. And that's another thing that we do on the farm. You know, we're studying wild edibles and we're growing basically what naturally will grow in our area. David Ray, though, is trying to make it more like where like a normal farm where we grow everything strategically. And I'm kind of more like, well, we need to grow it like it would grow in the wild. Let it fight for its survival, because when it works to live, it makes it stronger. When you're babying it, it makes it weaker, just like any other animal or human. If you baby it, it becomes weak, and it's not very strong. It doesn't survive on its own. So, you know, I've been taking different foods, like, for example, I took a bunch of bird seed, and I basically waited till a rainy day so the birds didn't eat all the seed, and sprinkled it all over our field. Of course, the only thing that really seemed like it survived was the Milo. Maybe some other things survived and grew. Don't know. Because pretty much the Milo is the only thing that looks like it survived. But anyways, I was eating the Milo last time I was in town, and it was pretty tasty. It tastes like corn. So, anyways, it came up. It survived. It was viable, you know, or I don't know if viable is the right word, but we had some sunflowers come up because there were sunflower seeds in there too. But when I went to videotape, because I do some videos for YouTube, when I did a video, I couldn't find any of the sunflowers. Found plenty of Milo. There was another seed that was in the bird seed that I planted, but I don't really recall finding anything else besides Milo, unless everything looks like Milo. But anyways, so next year I'm going to do it again. I'm going to plant more seed. I'm going to plant more seed next year. And I'm going to get off the road next year. I'm going to do a local job. So I'll be healthier. I'll be foraging more. I'll be getting a lot more exercise. I'm going to get a membership at a gym. So I'll be working out more often. I'm going to find a workout partner so that I can work out with, you know, somebody to help me keep me motivated. And maybe my mother, but I don't know. She's got odd hours. Hopefully maybe a girlfriend, because I'm single and looking for somebody. I was looking to get serious, but now I'm just looking for whatever. I mean, preferably find somebody to get serious with, because that's who I am. But, you know. Yeah. I'm not really desperate, but I feel like I'm starting to go that direction, so I'm just going to date, you know, not be so worried about being so picky about being so serious. I'm just going to date, and if I find somebody, I find somebody. If I don't, I don't. And I'm not going to worry about getting serious. I'm just going to date. And whatever comes my way, type of thing. David Irish commented on a status. You know, I was not with you. I ask you to please refrain from doing this. I forgot. If I can remove you. Let's see here. Edit tags. How do you edit? I'm not a Facebook connoisseur. I have to remove Irish. Oh, here he is. Remove. Yeah. Fortunately, DD&D is not DD&D anymore. It's just D&D. Demented Dragon. I don't know what to deal with. And David Ray is supposed to be here like freaking 20 minutes ago, and he's not here. I wonder what the hell. David Irish has only been here twice. And that's it. I don't even know why I'm still doing this stupid podcast. Nobody calls in. Nobody cares. Oh, David Irish's birthday is tomorrow. I forgot about that, too. So, anyways. Happy birthday to David Irish. So anyhow, yeah, hell. So what do we do at DD&D? David and David. David. We're going to have to find another David, I guess, so we can officially be David, and David again. Now, basically, DD&D is a collective of ideas of David, and David. Let's go to daviddavidanddavid.com. One way or another, I'm gonna find ya. Gonna get you one way or another. Bum, 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 bum. Copy. Select all, paste.
Hello, this is Kino. You are probably here checking out our DDND project, what we are doing and what we have to offer. DDND, aka David David and David, is a collective of concept and ideas between David Irish, Herbologist, David Ray of the Harriet family, Forager, and David Michael Kano Doherty, aromatherapist, me. I call David Ray the weedologist because he studies weeds and wild edibles, but he prefers Forager. Smiley face. We all three study all of the above, but these are each of our niches, if you will. I Kano had designs for my science and social studies project in high school, an environmentally efficient home, using my family's cabin in the Ozarks as the foundation for my prototype. My dream was to apply the practical application to the actual cabin, but that never happened. 20-some years later, I am finally getting to apply what I have been studying all these years. CES talents traded here BW295X295. Not long after high school, I also got into alternative health and had been studying that for years. I got into aromatherapy in the late 90s, and around 2006 I met David Irish in Independence, Missouri, where he had his own herb shop. I met David Ray through David Irish around 2010ish. 2012 I bought into a community project here in Cedar County that turned out to be a scam. I didn't discover it was a scam till after I brought David Ray down in 2013 to help out. Now in 2015, I bought my own land and we are moving forward with our dreams, goals, and ideas. David Irish may come down and join us in this project in the future, but right now it is primarily David Ray and I. We are networking with others in the area with similar ideas, dreams, and goals. Amish, hawk riders, preppers, survivalists, farmers and the like. We are not exactly preppers, but we do take that into consideration. David Ray's business card, untitled website. What we do, what we are doing and what we have to offer, in a nutshell, we are working to produce our own food and utilities, be self-sufficient and more. I have a total of 17 acres collectively, between the 15 acres I am buying that you will readily see and the 10% I own in the community project. On the 15 acres, we will be raising goats and meat sheep, growing different varieties of foods and herbs, selling bulk herbs, selling essential oils, selling food that we produce and slash or buy in bulk, selling miscellaneous things needed by the community and more. The other land offers a ton of clay and rock, so we will be cultivating that for our needs and the needs of others. We plan to make and sell seed balls for your gardening needs and more. If you need clay and rock, we can sell you that in bulk too. I need to recoup my losses from that bad investment. If you want to lose my 10% of that land, I am a dead holder and I can legally do that too.
No,
I am
typo.
Looking for someone to buy me out of that project. I will not lie to you about the project like I was lied to. Then if you still want it, that is cool. I will sell it to you.
What's up?
Yeah, I fell asleep.
You're serious.
I told you I was tired.
Welcome to the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Son of Zorn.
Son of Zorn. CK's dead.
No.
Son of Zorn.
Son of Zorn.
Oh, wait a minute. Stupid program.
I went in the truck stop and it was on the TV. It was on the TV. It's a Fox program. I found the trailer like, I don't know, months ago. And it was, you know, prelude basically to the TV show coming out. And it was freaking hilarious. And, yeah. So you have to watch it. It's on Fox. I think the first four seasons are out now. Not four seasons, four episodes. First four episodes are out. But it's hilarious. Son of Zorn. You'll love it. Well, you may not love it as much as I do, because it's got some...
is it anything like Family Guy?
No, better.
Okay, who else is on the line?
You and me.
I'm hearing another voice.
No. It's you and me. I posted it on Facebook that we're going to start at 7. So maybe somebody will show up, but I doubt it.
In 3 minutes!
I accidentally tagged David Irish, and he reprimanded me for it, so I got to remember not to do that.
Shame on you.
Yeah. Oh, tomorrow's his birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday, David Irish. Our honorary non-member.
Yeah, honorary non-member. But
was
yeah,
it a movie?
D&D, basically, like I played in the audio, D&D Project is a collective of concept and ideas between David Irish, David Ray, and myself.
Right.
So ED&D is not necessarily David, David, and David. It's a collective of ideas and concepts of David, David, and David.
Right. And so that book by Sheriff Mack, Are You a David? Is very appropriate. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen clips from this show. No, I'm not really interested.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, so this kid is the son of a cartoon character.
Correct.
A barbarian cartoon character at that.
He-Man! Yeah, He-Man and She-Ra. But She-Ra settled down and married a black man.
Yeah.
And had a kid. But she had a kid with He-Man and is raising him.
As if he was a black man.
Pussified.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's raising him to be pussified in a I don't know. Yeah.
Season one was released September 11th this year.
What was September 11th?
Season one was released September 11th this year.
What, Son of Zorn?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Episode one, Return to Orange County.
Yeah.
Defender of Teen Love was episode two. Episode three is War in the Workplace. Episode four is Weekend Warrior.
Weekend Warrior.
And five is Taste of Zephira, whatever. I think I got that right. Six is The Tale of Two Zorns. Let's see. Now, this is November what?
6.
Yeah, so that's going to show tonight or today.
Okay, that's the one that I caught a glimpse of as I was walking back to my truck.
And the next one won't be for, well, that's really odd. 3 weeks. 3 weeks from now will be the next episode after the one that's tonight.
Okay.
And then they're not even saying when episode 8 is going to be released.
Right. The one from 3 weeks from now is a Thanksgiving one.
Right. But they plan on 13 episodes.
13 episodes!
All right.
Yeah, the trailer was hilarious. So, and the part that I saw when I was walking by was hilarious, too. He was sword fighting with his son with real live swords in the house. And the mom and the stepdad.
Are you sure one wasn't a cartoon sword? One wasn't a cartoon sword?
Well, they were the real live cartoon swords. And the mom and the stepdad come home and they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. And the stepdad's like, you know, this is like art, you know, I don't remember what kind of wood he was talking about, but the house, you know, the interior design was like really expensive wood, you know. And she said something reprimanding him. And he's like, what? I'm teaching him how to
be a man.
Take a life. I'm teaching him how to take a life. It's not like I'm showing him porn or anything. Funny. Well, because that's how he grew up, you know. He grew up, you know, to battle.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, him and She-Ra, but She-Ra changed, you know, she became a modern housewife, or maybe not a housewife, but, you know, a modern woman, and put those things behind her where, you know, the Zorn is holding on to the past. He's having a hard time acclimating to the new society.
Right. So if he's a redhead and she's a blonde, where'd the kid get his hair?
He's a brunette. That's about right.
I can see that.
That's about right.
Redheads and blondes don't generate brunettes.
Oh, I don't know. It's just this TV show.
Brunette is dominant. If you got a blonde and a brunette gene, you're going to be a brunette. If you got a brunette and a redhead gene, you're going to be a brunette. So in order to make a brunette, you have to have brunette genes, and clearly the blonde and the redhead don't have them.
Maybe she dyes her hair, or she cheated on him.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I remember in the trailer, they had a foursome with mountain trolls. She could have got pregnant.
Hold on,
by
I'm looking at a close-up. I'm looking at a close-up. She has black roots.
Yep, there it is.
There it is. She's a fake blonde.
Yeah, he still could be one of the mountain trolls could be his dad, though, because they did have a fivesome with mountain trolls.
And actually, we got the full answer because look at his eyebrows.
What color is his eyebrows? And her eyebrows are not red?
Hers are, she's actually, looks like she might have blonde eyebrows. It's a little hard to tell.
She dyes her eyebrows.
But she's got black roots. All right. And we're arguing over the genetics of a cartoon character.
Or, yeah, a TV show. Okay, anyway. Health. So, I guess we're going back to our original D&D concept on our podcast.
Yeah, except now we can talk about games because we broke that ground.
Yeah.
We plowed that field.
We plowed that field.
Oh.
BK is dead.
BK is dead.
I did pull a good prank on you, though. You thought PK was back up and running.
Yeah, yeah.
I had you fooled. Yeah, the Queen texted me the other day, or Facebooked me the other day. What did she say? Hold on. La 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 la. She goes, how's your first full day without PK? The king is still mourning.
We mourn said, with you.
Right. I said, LOL, I'm not sure. I keep expecting that the app will reactivate and send me notification. So I guess you might say I'm still in denial. Happy face.
Did you tell her I keep logging in?
No, I didn't. This was the day after the end of the world.
Yeah, I still try to log in.
We're now and hereafter.
Yep.
Anyways. She replied, LOL, that would be awesome, you know, if it reactivated and sent us notifications. I said, yes, I won't delete the app till I know for sure it's not coming back or till I get a new phone, one of the two. And she replied, yeah.
Yeah, I got two comments from David Irish on the status of whatever.
Oh, on Facebook?
Apparently.
Yeah, that's what it is, because I tagged all three of us.
Let's see, it says, you know, I was not with you as you post indicate. I asked you please refrain from doing this. Hey, I can actually read them without going on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. In the notification.
David A. Irish. Yep.
Nobody loves us.
No.
So, back to life, back to reality.
Yeah. So, Block Boss, all I got was the collect your pre-launch whatevers, and a thank you for signing up. And then the website it takes you to doesn't exist anymore.
Figures.
And then I tracked down Block Boss through Pure Blue, and there is a website, but I can't log into it. So.
Okay, I got a couple topics.
Yep.
First one, enemas and colonics.
Yay.
What's your take on them, health-wise?
What's a colonic again?
It's like an enema, but it's a professional one.
Oh.
Really hook you up to a machine, and you do it with a machine rather than a douchebag.
Yeah, and then you get to see all the wonderful parasites that are floating around in your system.
Right. Yeah, I got this tube and this whatchamacallit thingy, so you can actually see everything that goes through.
Yep. Like, that's fascinating. Glad those things are out of me, but stop showing them to me.
Yeah, well, you know, it's mostly to see where your health level is, I think.
Yeah.
If you're parasite-free, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, but if you've been eating processed food, you've probably got yourself some parasites.
So why would processed food have parasites?
It doesn't. It doesn't, but at least it shouldn't, because they processed it. They cooked the hell out of it and all that stuff. But it lacks nutritional value and often has poisons incorporated in it. And so your system is degraded. And so now you're more susceptible to the parasites out there.
Got it. Right, okay. And Prepper was talking about fleas. If your dog or your cat eats fleas, they turn into tapeworms or some other
kind
of worm.
No.
I thought that was a little strange, but I didn't.
Yeah, the way your dogs and cats get tapeworms is other animals have the tapeworms, and tapeworm eggs are kind of square-shaped. Have you ever seen a shark egg?
No, let me Google that.
Okay. Go ahead and Google tapeworm eggs as well. They're square. All right? And, you know, when a tapeworm, basically the last sections on a tapeworm is its eggs, and they break off, and you poop them out, and some other critter comes and eats the grass that grew in your poop, and you get a tapeworm.
Okay, some of the eggs are spiral, like a funky-looking torpedo head or a squid head.
Are you talking about shark eggs?
Yeah.
And some were square with little barbs that curl off the corners.
Yeah, they look like pincers on either side.
Yeah. Well, tapeworm eggs are similar, minus the really long curlicues.
All right, I'm going to Google that next. I never even seen a shark egg before. That's cool and weird at the same time.
Yep. Yeah, I wonder how they pass them.
Well, they're probably stuck when they pass them.
Yeah.
They
crawl to the animal that was laying them, you know? No wonder sharks have bad attitudes.
Bad attitude. B-A. All right.
Yeah, I should really try to figure out the... which Facebook are you posting things on? Is that the Balderdash Dump?
I basically typically post from my Kano Trump page or from my Kano Trump profile, and then I tag David Ray and Doofus in my post.
Okay, so it's a Doofus account. Yeah, okay.
All right. I'm looking at tapeworm eggs. They don't look square.
Huh.
They look like, well, some of them look like cockroach eggs. Some of them look like seeds from watermelon.
Weird. Well, I could be misinformed, but it's my understanding is that when they drop off the last segment of their tail, that's basically their egg. And every segment becomes an egg.
Yeah, if they're... if they're reproducing like that, I can see that they would be square-shaped. To where basically they split, or yeah, ugh, disgusting. So
yeah, tapeworms can get pretty damn long inside your system.
Yeah, well, I did another enema today. I didn't see any worms. But,
Did Rothkrantz tell you you need to flush your body with, you need to pour stuff in your mouth in order to get the enema to work properly?
Well, not really.
There's certain herbs and foods that you should eat because, in all honesty, most of the parasites do not spend their time in your gut. They literally swim through your body.
Right.
And they'll be wrapped around your liver and around your heart. They go all the way up to your brain. And you got to do something to... encourage them to leave those parts of your body and go back to your gut. Then the animal will get them out.
Right. Well, I do have diatomaceous earth in my blends. Some of the pills that I take that I made has diatomaceous earth in it. I also have diatomaceous earth in my my green juice powder, my green powder. I have it in that, so I add that to my juice almost every day. And then I have other anti-parasite herbs like black walnut in my mix, mostly because of the Dr. Christopher's blend.
Right.
And then some other herbs that are also anti-parasitic, but I can't remember what they're called. But, I do have those in my diet. So I probably have killed most of the parasites in my system. I'm sure I might still have some. But I'm adding the enema to my... lifestyle, I guess you could call it, because a lot of people suggest it. I haven't really noticed any improvements, but I've only done it like 3 times.
Yeah. Well.
So, we'll see.
Yeah.
And when I start the local job, I plan on going to Lucy and doing a professional colonic.
Lucy up in Independence?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know she did that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh, Oh, yeah, tobacco is a dewormer too, right?
Yes.
But you got to eat it, not smoke it.
Well, yeah. Mormon types have that in their word of wisdom. And it's fine for use on animals, but it's not supposed to be used by humans, which kind of contradicts the scripture that says all every green herb. So I don't know.
Well, hemlock is a green herb.
Yeah, and it has its uses.
So,
good point.
Right, you're just not supposed to smoke it.
Yep.
All right. So.
All right. When we run out of other things to watch, I might consider acquiring Son of Zorn.
Son of Zorn. No worries, I'm already acquiring it.
Yeah.
Trucker date is down again.
Again?
Yeah. Oh. I forwarded you the email from my astrologer. Did you get it?
No.
All right.
How did you forward it to me?
Boulder-dump at Gmail.
At Gmail?
Yeah, whichever one you recently sent me something from. Your NOYB, yeah, boulder-dump@gmail.com.
The none of your business one?
Yeah. Basically, he wrote, I would have to look in my really old files, but about 25 years ago, I did create a routine that auto-calculated and saved one day at a time. And so what he's going to do is he's going to go in there and edit it to make it all unknown birth, you know, make it to where it auto-calculates unknown birth times. So it's a noon chart for every day. And the upgrade is going to cost me $100.
Okay, so rather than have me sit there and figure out how to create it.
Yeah, it'll cost me $100, and I can sit there and tell it to run all 25,000 charts, and it'll run them all. I'll just have to make sure I'm home and have electricity when I do it.
Yeah.
Or something. Make sure I don't set my computer down until I run all 25,000 charts.
Yeah, I'm thinking I think we for our solar panels, we do like our neighbor did. But have the swivel panel on a gear. A high ratio gear, so the wind can't move the gear, and then use light sensors to determine where the sun is, and move the motor accordingly. I think it's fluid thing's neat, but there's too much wind here.
Right.
You know.
Hey, I got a message from none of your business.
What'd you do? You put put one of those, hey, if he answers it, I got it, I get notice?
No, you sent me that file again. I already got it.
I didn't send you nothing again.
Whatever.
I just logged in.
I must have auto-sent it again.
Oh, it must have been in the queue.
That PDF? You have received this error message. The game server is currently up. Then it says above that, server is temporarily down. Please try again.
I know. Okay, so you forwarded the message he sent you directly. No, you sent him a message saying something about the being changed from Missouri to highway.
Oh, that too. Yeah. Hang on here. I'll send you the whole conversation.
I think I got the quoted part behind it. It's very long.
Yeah,
it's multiple emails.
Right, but I didn't send you the whole conversation. I sent you his reply and then prior. So let me go, David Ray. Well, son of a biot. Oh, there you are. Okay.
Black Moon?
Black Moon Lilith.
Spanish personal path?
Yeah.
Now
I can give Espanol readings.
Half off full moon.
Oh, yeah, he sent me the updates on that. Where is it? Here it is. Oh, no, that was the updates on the minor square aspects. Aspects interpretations. Yeah, he was saying that the post office was telling him that he should have it as Highway 39, not Missouri 39.
Whatever.
Whatever.
It's State Highway.
Right. I told him, I said, yeah, it drives me crazy when people say highway. What kind of highway? ? There are state highways, U.S. highways, interstate highways, and et cetera. And him being an analytical, he'll get that. So if you would like to say Missouri Highway 39, that will work.
Well, I think Cedar County calls it State Highway 39. As opposed to State 39 Highway, whatever.
Right.
Or 39 State Highway, which is, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, but the technical, accurate terminology, if you subscribe...
Or the New World Order.
Correct. I was going there. would be that it is a Missouri highway.
Yep.
It's not a U.S. highway, not an interstate highway, it's not a county road, it's not a city road, it's a Missouri highway.
Congratulations, you are the fourth email I've received on this account.
Yay, for the retarded kid! You sent me another babe, whatchamacallit.
I don't know how. I'm not sending anything.
This thing is on the fritz. Oh, this time I sent it in a PDF. Oh, you're sending me conversation.
Oh! you finally just received that.
Yeah.
From what account was that sent?
Send your business.
Huh. Weird. Very weird.
Yeah.
Very, very, very weird.
I'll convert that to audio and play it here in a little bit.
I think it's just a picture. And no, don't play it on something that's going to be put out to the world.
I'm just kidding. And it's not just picture, so I can convert it to audio.
Oh, is it? Well, don't.
Yeah.
Not while we're talking to the world.
Nah, I'm just messing with you.
I was relieved and disappointed at the same time when she seemed to decide that, no, I am indeed too far away.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. Still wants to be friends, still wants to talk to me. And, you know, she gets over here one way or another, I'd be more than happy to meet her. And, you know, if we hit it off, I might even fund some of her airline travel, but, you know, ultimately she's going to have to decide, does she want to be here or in the Philippines, and, you know, is she going to bring her child here, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And her child, the father is semi-involved in the child's life, you know, so... I can't justify, you know, I don't know.
Me neither.
I mean, at least he's doing what I haven't been allowed to do.
Right.
So.
And she's how many thousands of miles away?
12,000, I would estimate.
12,000, that's a lot.
Yeah, yeah, that's... Well, here, let's see what Google says.
Google says! What would Google do?
What would Google do? Google would drive a van up and down the road that was taking pictures of everything and sucking all the data out of everybody's computer who didn't have a properly secured Wi-Fi. By properly secured, that'd be any Wi-Fi that, even though it had a password, was crackable.
Crack, smoker. So Google's
yeah,
a crackhead.
Yeah, I got in trouble in Germany over that.
Let's see. How do I convert this?
Okay, you're going to have to do me a favor.
I didn't do it.
On that thing, go ahead.
Oh. I'm going to have
to do
you.
On that thing I sent you? What city did it say she was from?
Oh, hang on. One way or another. It doesn't.
It does. It should be somewhere below the conversation. About page 7.
Page 7? Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's like 6 pages of conversation in that.
Right. D-I-P-O-L-O-G.
All right, spell that slowly and maybe phonetically.
Delta, India, Papa, Oscar, Lima, Oscar, Golf.
Okay, and probably gives a province or something like that.
No, it just says Epilog, Philippines.
Okay, that's good.
Epilog.
Why am I in caps locks?
I have no idea. I forgot what I was doing. Oh, yeah, I know what I was doing. All right. I have to figure out how to convert this to MP3. It says it was converted.
Wow.
Oh,
okay. I got to go about this a different way.
One way or another. Here it is. Oh, I heard from my friend who tried to kill herself.
Yes.
She left me a voicemail. She says she's doing okay.
Hey, it's Rochelle. Just wanted to check in with you. Everything's okay. I'm waiting to go to start my 96-hour hold. So I just got to wait for a bed and the building. So I'll try and holler at you later. Bye.
I'm not sure what a 96-hour hold is. But I assume she's in a home hospital.
They want to make sure that she's not suicidal and or not their fault if they turn her loose.
So. So. But she's calling me. I don't know who else she's calling. She texted me. And nobody, apparently she didn't text anybody else whenever she was going to try to kill herself. So, I don't know why me? Why is she contacting me and not her boyfriend? Well, actually, I know why she's not contacting her boyfriend, because he's a dick. He's an assaholic. No, I don't know. I'm not sure if it was him or somebody else, but I'm 90% sure it was him who chewed me out for being a friend to her and basically saving her life and threatened me. He threatened me. And,
it's
you
like, know, dude, what's more important to you, her life or your pride?
Obviously his pride. So, but I think what it is he got his feelings hurt because she contacted me, not him.
Sounds like a personal problem.
True.
Okay. Yeah, we want distance as the crow flies. Oh, I've been terribly wrong. As the crow flies, it's 8,456.841 miles. So she's a lot closer than I was claiming.
Go get her.
Yeah. I just figure she's halfway around the clock. She's got to be, you know, halfway, whatever. But then I'm on an awful high latitude. So that probably took some of the distance off.
From a distance. Blah, 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 blah.
Distance by land transport, NA. Okay, I'm bookmarking this site because I've wanted to have this information for quite a while.
All right, I got two messages from two women on this dateline. I'm a little nervous.
Woo-hoo. Which dateline?
Spiritual single. All right. The first one contacted me because in my profile, I let me go there first. My profile, I said, I don't typically hang out on datelines. I'm too busy for that. I only go to them in order to sign up, update my profile, and or when I get notifications from the site. I also don't blow up women's profiles. So you are going to have to contact me or show some sort of tangible interest, or you will usually not hear from me, which is true. So this one, one of them, where'd it go? Two messages. One of them sent me one of those, it's kind of like a wink, but you let somebody know you're interested. So she actually initiated the conversation. It says,
right.
Hi there, your profile caught my eye, just saying hi. So that was her way of getting my attention.
Right.
Then there was another one that, I don't know if she looked at me or I looked at her, but I could see on their profiles, you can see their sun, ascendant, and moon, that's it. So I ran her astrology, and their Chinese zodiac. So I ran her astrology to get a ballpark of whatever. She's like a 4. Astrology, you know, long-term compatibility, she's like a 4. The only thing that was off was the moon. No, not the moon. Mercury. So I favored her. Well, or whatever. Well, she turned around and added me, not to her favorites, but to her interests. Or she, you know, to let me know she was interested. So I contacted her. And
there
they both responded. The first one, she gave me her birthday because I asked her for her birthday, birth information and whatnot. And then she gave me the information, but she didn't know what time she was born. And so then I basically told her that we're not really compatible. I mean, we look compatible. You know, by looking at the astrology, we look compatible. All our signs are either compatible or semi-compatible, but we have low long-term compatibility. Well, she's still showing an interest, sort of. So I'll still talk to her, but she says, my mom says I was born in the early afternoon, which means what? What does early afternoon mean? 11, 12, 1 o'clock?
Early afternoon would be 1, 2, 3.
Okay. So a noon chart would probably be most accurate.
Okay.
Okay. So, she gave me her Facebook information so that I could send her her chart. Facebook. Oh, my junior high school sweetheart updated a photo. She's a redhead, too. I love her hair. She's got beautiful green eyes, too. Oh, yeah, this girl that just contacted me, she's a redhead. Beautiful red hair. So, yeah, Prepper talked me into upgrading my account at Spiritual Single. It's only $10 a month. I'm not sure if it's going to be worth it or not, but I'm already talking to two women on there, so I guess it is worth it.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. One's not really compatible, but she might make a good friend. Let's see, she's in Blue Springs. Missouri. Can't find her. Well, here's a redhead with her name, but I don't think that's her. She's too skinny. She's in Oklahoma. Not her. But we have three mutual friends. Oh, no, wait. That could be her. Because all three friends are in the metaphysical. So is she. But it doesn't look like her. Or maybe it is.
Woohoo! I just found a great circle that takes you below Antarctica.
Antarctica.
Yeah, that should freak Jerry out.
Break Gary out.
Yep. Ask him, what's the distance between Ushia, Argentina, and Perth, Australia?
Argentina and what?
Ushuaia. And Perth, Australia.
What does that mean?
Well, that's a location where you have to pass over a great quantity of Antarctica in order to get there. Matter of fact, I think they're pretty close to being on the same longitude. Just trying to find the one that was exactly. I like this website.
What website is it?
Free Map Tools. Yeah, Free Map Tools.
Oh, okay.
You can calculate the as a crow's flies distance between any two points. And if your two points are south of the equator, you get this big loop going to the south.
Big loop.
And Jerry's complaining, well, if you're flying from Australia, why do they route the airplanes through England? It's like, well, because there's, like, more places to get fuel along the way.
Oh, yeah, right. Probably.
You know, you get halfway across Antarctica, there ain't no fuel stations.
Do that.
Even if it's the shortest distance, it's not the wise path to take. I mean, most flights stop at Hawaii. You know, when they cross the Pacific. Because it just isn't smart. Go where there's no place to land.
Well, that's weird. Her profile says she has an Aries ascendant, but according to her birth information, she has a Sagittarius ascendant.
Okay. I don't know how to answer your question.
Where's her Mercury? Oh, yeah. It's even worse. She's less compatible than I thought she was. Maybe she meant to say 2 a.m. But then that
would
be a
Gemini. Her software's all screwy.
Nah, she gave me the wrong information.
Your software's incompatible. That's the problem. It's kind of curious how most of the livable land mass is north of the equator.
North of the equator.
Let's see now. Oh, man. I can't hack the address to make it do odd things because it... So they're doing all the code via routines. I can't even say it. Like Java or JavaScript. So I can't, you know, sometimes, like Google Maps, it's all up in the address bar, all your data. They didn't put anything up there. Oh, well. I was just thinking you could tell your company that you're consistently driving 10% more than they say you're supposed to. You'd like to know what route their data set is based on so that you can be a better driver and use the shorter distance.
Right.
You know, tell them, listen, if it really is 10% shorter than what I'm doing, I could save 10% of my time. You know?
Not really. It takes longer, actually.
Would it?
Oh, yeah. The shortest route's always the longest, or always takes the longest. Because you're Right. They pay you on the shortest route, but they want you to take the quickest route.
Right. Okay.
But they won't pay you to take the quickest route.
Well,
but their thinking is, okay, if we pay them the shortest route, they take the quickest route. The quickest route in reality would be just as fast as the shortest route on the computer.
Uh-huh.
Or something like that.
Yeah, I'd probably be anal. Say, listen, if you're not going to pay me for the actual miles I drive, I'm going to only drive the miles that you say you're paying me for. And it's going to take longer. So...
Yeah,
you're gonna pay me for my miles, sucker.
That's a good way to lose your job.
Probably.
Well, maybe not. They'll just bitch at me because, really, in the tanking business, they are desperate for drivers.
There you go.
But yet they screw us over.
Say who over?
But yet they screw us over.
Yeah. Well, that's why they're desperate.
That's part of the reason. The other part of the reason is not everybody can do this job. Not everybody can get the New World Order certification. Not everybody can handle, you know, going through all the red tape to do all the hazmat and blah, blah, blah. Not everybody is willing to go through all the drama. And then not everybody's willing to haul tankers and have the surge go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then in the winter, it's even worse because it's very dangerous in the winter.
Right.
And then on top of that, it doesn't pay. It used to pay. You know, I should be making $70,000 a year. I'm making $50,000. And I got to bust my balls to do it. Where before, I was making $63,000 and I hardly worked. I mean, I can't say I hardly worked. I didn't work as hard as I'm working now, and I made $13,000 more a year.
Right.
I was home more, had a family life, made more money, whole nine yards. And now I'm not. That's part of the reason why Mary cheated on me, because I wasn't making the gravy money that I was making before, and I wasn't home as much as I was before, so she went and found somebody else.
Right.
Somebody else who would spoil her and show her the attention that she wanted, even though I was busting my balls to pay the bills and support her and her children.
And thus you can understand why I want to live and work in the same place with a spouse who lives and works in the same place. And maybe we're doing exactly the same work, but you know, we're there.
Oh, I understand. I always wanted my woman to be my business partner, as maybe not always, but I've wanted my woman to be my business partner and partner all in one for quite some time. So I get that. I understand. Because, I mean, I was looking for a woman to drive a truck with me, but I can't find one who's not big, fat, and ugly.
Well, I might run across one who likes to work with children while I farm. But her daycare would be here on the farm.
Right.
You know? And sometimes I'd help her with the daycare, and sometimes she'd help me with the farm. You know? Actually, I hope there'd be a lot of sometimes. You know? But it'd be here. You know? So. Maybe she's an artist. So I helped set up an artist studio for her. All right. Westworld, episode 5.
Where's my files? Files, files, files. Document, astrology, rising sign.
Okay, that didn't work. Yeah.
Copy.
It didn't work again. Try this one. That worked. Hate when it does that. They come blasting through on that end?
No, it didn't blast.
It's an advertisement called Wish or whatever. Okay, let's see if it's been away long enough. Nope. Sorry.
one way or another.
There we go. Let's see. Hey, wait a minute. I think I have a way to fix that. Yeah. There we go. Call volume up. Media volume to zero. No way.
No way, Jose.
According to this, I already got 10% of it.
No way, Jose.
Right at this moment, I'm getting 700 bits per second. That's actually not very fast.
Not very.
No, that doesn't come here. Oh, that's my upload speed. My download speed is 600 something kilobits per second. Yeah, that's why it's coming in fast. It's coming in like a freight train.
Woo-hoo!
Let's see now. Something just sent me a message. Wi-Fi usage helps reduce high-speed data consumption. Like, yeah, if I had Wi-Fi to leech off of, you know, it's... Yeah. T-Mobile, I think. They had an advertisement that said that they are now able to reach like 98% of all Verizon users. And they have unlimited data. So I don't... Are you a track phone user? I mean, a T-Mobile user? And they have a phone service that works off the Verizon network?
I don't know. But I know that T-Mobile does a lot better now than it used to.
How much is their monthly charge for unlimited internet?
The internet, I can't tell you exactly, but basically for my phone, I have unlimited talk, text, and internet. Then I have 14 gigs of tethering, and then I have 5 additional gigs for my hotspot, which is now my tablet. I switched the SIM card over to my tablet, so it's for my tablet. So I have an additional 5.
What did they throttle you?
So I have an additional 5 gigs there. So at 19 gigs tethering, they throttle me. My phone. Oh, actually, and my tablet. My tablet will throttle at 5 gigs. My phone, unlimited.
Okay.
So I can only tether 14 gigs, but on the phone itself, I have unlimited. So, and I pay basically $100 a month.
I have software. Well, that's a bit much.
Right. But if you didn't have the tethering and you did your software to tether, it'd probably be closer to 50.
Right. Okay, which is, after tax and all, that's like $5 more than what I'm currently paying. Yeah, it might be worth an experiment to have a second phone to find out. And then again. Yeah, once it's throttled, my bandwidth drops down to 1/100 of what I'm currently getting.
You know, interesting.
Which is, you know, a bit inane.
What?
It's a bit inane to have it throttled so much.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've got data. I've been shutting off my internet while I'm not actively watching it.
Oh, that's cool.
What now?
Well, this girl, I don't know if it's the same girl, but she's friends with Jane, Billy. I don't know if you know Billy. She's a friend of Jane and Jamie and...
Jane.
Yeah, the vegan. Weighed 300
Jane,
pounds.
Lovely Jane Van Benthusen?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, everybody
right.
should Google her Facebook. And even if you're not a vegan, she's got some excellent raw vegan recipes. You should incorporate them into your carnivoristic diets.
Oh, yeah, because they taste absolutely wonderful.
They do? And I just love dipping the raw crackers, the raw vegan crackers, in sour cream. Yes, I know Lovey would cringe, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I went
they
to
are
her
great.
Vegan potlucks. Well, actually, I only went to one. I went to one of her vegan potlucks. Most of the people that brought vegan food, it was horrible. But her stuff was amazing. Oh, man, it was delicious.
Yep.
And there was a new person that brought some good stuff.
Yep.
But most of the stuff there was not good. But I'm learning how to make good vegan food. If I get Marcus Rothkrantz's book, I will take some awesome vegan food to the vegan potluck, and everybody will be like, ooh la la!
Did I tell you, Randy has a beautiful patch of burdock.
We do,
too. In fact, I'm going to go over there. I'm going to go over there tomorrow to finish the mowing because he fixed his lawnmower. And I'm going to take my sweet potato, my spade for digging potatoes, and I'm going to dig up some roots. And then I'm going to take them over to Bill and Shirley's and get permission to cook some burdock patties.
Burdock patties.
So I'll probably do that early so they can be taste tested and are approved. And then I'll make up some more for dinner. So.
So what?
So. It's a wild edible. Lots of nutrients.
Right.
Matter of fact, it's supposed to be good for Bill, who is pre-diabetic. And he's trying to not become full-blown diabetic.
Full-blown diabetic?
Yep.
That's not good.
Yeah. I didn't send it.
Let me see. There is... Oh, I know. Prickly pear. It's good for diabetes.
Prickly pear, we got those.
Yes.
Let's see what my book says about recipes. The burdock... you clean them up, cook them skin and all, just like you would a potato. The only difference is they don't look anything like a potato. you just cook them till they're soft. And just like you would a potato. So, running them through a grater, basically what you're doing is you're making hash browns. They have a different taste. They are starchy, but as I understand it, they're supposed to be nutty. You know. Now, I've known burdock was nutritious, but I tried the leaves. I do not recommend trying the leaves.
Nice.
It doesn't take very much of the leaf to ruin a whole pot of stew. Turn it black and make it very bitter. At least that's been my experience. But reading through this book I got, you can eat the, flower stalks are nice to prepare. And before the flower stalk goes, the stem on the second year plants. But other than that, you want to stick to first year plants.
Okay.
So. And then there's uses for the seeds, but I don't remember off the top of my head. I do remember 3 years ago, I ran across somebody that had a problem, and we did a little research, and we came to the conclusion he needed burdock seed, and I searched all over the place until I found it, but it took forever. So, with that lesson under my belt, if I see something that's a valuable herb and I guess I'll collect as much of it as I can and keep it in storage. So, next time I have access to burdock seeds, I will collect a bunch of them.
Burdock. Okay, I must have forgotten what burdock is.
Burdock. It looks vaguely like rhubarb.
Okay.
Got those big, roughly leaves, all right? In the first year, it sticks close to the ground and forms a rosetta. The second year, the leaves rise up on a stem. And then they send up their flower heads. And I think the flower heads, I think the flowers are purple. I can't remember for sure. Looks sort of like a thistle flower.
Yeah, okay.
And then
Preppy's got those growing in her yard in Chicago.
Yeah, and then it forms these burrs when it goes to seed. The flower head becomes these burrs oh, maybe about a half inch in diameter. It's got all these barbs sticking out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, my book says the Indians called it sticks to everything.
So the leaves are edible?
They are.
Fine.
Well, yeah, they're edible, but they're not palatable.
In other words, they're not tasty.
As in, you will spit them out quickly.
Okay. So
if you handle the leaves a lot, everything else you go to eat will taste nasty also.
So you eat the roots.
You eat the roots. You eat the roots. You eat the stem. You eat the flower stem. The name for the flower stem when you cook that is called cardon, something like that. You don't eat the flower, you eat the flower stem. I don't know. I'd be inclined to try the flower, too, just to find out. But then I was inclined to try the leaf and wasn't pleased. So.
Okay. Yeah, Prepper's got a buttload of those growing in her backyard. Up in Chicago.
Well, if they got seed heads and you're passing through, get yourself a towel you don't like and collect them all.
Yeah.
Because they will stick to it.
So what are they good for again?
Well, one of the things they have in them is inulin, which is basically a sugar that doesn't cause a sudden reaction with your insulin. It's processed gradually. It doesn't cause an insulin spike. So it's, I guess, what's the term? It's a sugar with a low glycemic index.
Okay.
And so it's good for diabetics and hyperglycemics.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, it meets your sugar need without, you know, it may not taste sweet, but it meets your body's need for that kind of carb without causing a bad response. And it's got, B1, B6, and B12, vitamin C, silica. Yeah, I'm just naming things I remember off the top of my head. Sulfur.
Sulfur.
Yep. Let me see if I even got the book with me. I might have the book right here sitting right next to me, and I could be reading from it instead of... Nope, it's not here. Okay. Had to look. Didn't see it.
She's got beautiful red hair.
Who's this?
And both of these children have bright red hair, too. Well, she got three kids. One's a brunette. The other two are bright red.
Who's this?
Woman that I met on the state line, and she's friends with three friends of ours.
Who? Well, so she's got kids already. She probably doesn't want any more.
Nah, she's too old for you.
Oh, yeah, you said that already.
Yeah, she's born in 72. She's 2 years older than me.
You know where my mind's at.
Right.
Oh,
so
I found one. I found one on Dayton Asia that was within 4 hours of me. She just went back to the Philippines.
Ah, crap.
So my response is, oh, that's not fair. She goes, why? Because you're too far away. And you used to be so close.
Where was she, Oklahoma?
Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was about 4 or 5 hour drive.
According to her Facebook, she's in Buckner, Missouri. But according to her profile, yeah, which is not very far away. But according to her Dateline profile, she's in Blue Springs. But, yeah, our astrology looked pretty good, but long-term compatibility is only 11%. But she's into the metaphysical. You know, she's basically a hippie, just like us. She wants to start her own school.
I'll bring her down.
I'm not sure what kind of school. But I told her about the metaphysical school that Dietrich told me that he wanted to do down there, and that's basically one of the reasons why I invested in his scam project. You know, because we were, you know, yeah.
You know, all my friends are going to accuse me of being a witch if we do that.
Who's going to accuse you of being a witch?
Yeah, or flirting with witchcraft or whatever.
Who?
All my friends down here. And that's gone. Well, you know, they basically accuse Christ of the same thing, so.
Hear that. She's an Okie.
Yep.
Proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. I have to ask Jamie about her. Jamie, Bobamie, Banana, Fana, Fofamie. She's not friends with Jamie, though.
Haven't met her yet.
Well, she should know Jamie. She knows some of Jamie's best friends, or used to be best friends. Jamie had a falling out with a lot of her friends because they basically turned their backs on her when she went through her hard time. Well, Jamie went through some stuff that I'm not allowed to really disclose.
Right, and this would really be the place not to disclose it. So,
right. Well, I mean, I could probably disclose it to you, but correct. Anyways, and a lot of her friends, or so-called friends, turned their backs on her and rejected her when she was in her time of need. And I told her she should have contacted us because she didn't contact us, you know. But I told her she should have. And, yeah. Anyways, so I'm not sure which friends are real friends or not. Wow, Alexis looks totally different. All right. Jamie, where are you? I haven't messaged her from this profile in probably ever. She may even be friends with this profile. Jamie? Yes, she is. I think she is. Yeah, she's friends with this profile. Message. Yo. You know this woman?
What a message.
Wow, Jamie's cool. She'll get it. She's...
Hail, how are you? That's an interesting way to greet somebody. From Maria 82. Maria 82 is from Jakarta, Indonesia.
I'll text her also. I gotta have rapid. Do what?
Maria 82?
No, Jamie.
Jamie.
Jamie, bo bamey, banana fana fo fami. Me my mo me. Do you know Danielle WILTSE? Mutual friends. She is friends with... Hey, how does Jane spell Lovey Jane? I-E?
Lovey?
Yeah.
I believe it's L-O-V-E-Y.
Lovey Jane, Rainbow Moon,
really?
And Billy. Yeah, she really don't get on Facebook all that much, but she'll get her text right away, or almost right away.
Right. Uh-oh. Darn it.
You know Rainbow Moon?
I don't know.
Well, she knows 4,961 people.
Right.
But then again, so Lovey Jane. Lovey Jane's got almost 4,000 friends. They're public figures.
Yeah. So who is Rainbow Moon?
Oh, some black woman.
Okay.
She probably does something, or she obviously does something in a metaphysical. Let's see here. I don't think she's black. I think she's Indian. Middle Eastern Indian. Okay, she is a crystal mirror awakening coach. She's a oneness teacher for awakening, enlightenment, and God realization. Speaking of which, I ran across an interesting video today on YouTube. Let's see. I'll play it for you.
That's not fair.
Huh?
I can't play audio and stuff on my phone while on the phone.
Oh, I got my computer. Hang on. Here it is. Tell me if you can hear it okay or if it's too distorted.
Okay.
Hey everyone, it's the Vigilant Chris Mario, and you're here for another edition of New Age Movement Exposed. In today's video, I wanted to talk about my own experience in opening up my third eye. And more specifically, I wanted to make this video to warn people out there who might be trying to do this about how dangerous this is spiritually and how deceptive of an experience this is. So if you don't know my background, I'm going to leave the link for you to check out my personal testimony in the description section. I used to be all into Reiki, yoga, meditation. I spent years and years developing what is called the highest state of consciousness, where we become one with the cosmos and we have this enlightenment experience. I mean, when it comes to the New Age, I was deeply, deeply into it. I was a channeler. I was an astrologer. I was into numerology. I basically went head first into this. So I'm going to leave the link for you to check that out in the description section to show you that this isn't just some Christian telling you about the dangers of these things. This is a person who has been through them. And not only been through them, I was so heavily involved in this stuff that I went around promoting it to all my friends and family members, telling them that they needed to wake up and the world needed to come together. 2012 was around the horizon. It was about a cosmic shift in consciousness and all that New Age mumbo-jumbo that goes along with that propaganda. So I'm qualified to be talking on this subject because I'm speaking from personal experience. So I would just really hope that for you out there who are looking into this, this type of spirituality, that you would really pay attention to what I'm saying here, and you wouldn't just take it as some crazy Christian that's just taking the Bible, you know, for its word and is ignorant when it comes to spirituality. That's not the case at all. I was probably more heavily involved into spirituality and the New Age movement than you currently are yourself. And from that, I went down the rabbit hole as far as you can go, and now I'm coming back to warn you and tell you that what you think is at the end of that rabbit hole is not what you think. You're going to run in face-to-face with Satan. He's a real fallen angel who is a master deceiver, and he lures you in with this false spirituality. So I wanted to make this video here today to warn you that what you're practicing is actually satanic spirituality. It masquerades as beautiful, loving, light, and angelic, but in reality, at its core, it's absolutely rotten and demonic. So this video here today is just to elaborate on that and to show you the depths of the satanic roots of the New Age movement and to talk about it. Now, like I said, I wanted to talk about one of the chakras here today, specifically the third eye chakra. Now, when I was young, I started to look into the New Age and wanted to open up my third eye. If you're a New Age practitioner and this is what you're going into, that's probably one of your desires. You might be right now setting out an intention to open up your third eye and to start receiving the spiritual insight and visions that come from the opening of the third eye. So, you know, I wanted it, and how I started was just a simple meditation practice. So there's a lot of practices that you can find on Google. I warn you, please, they're deceptive. Don't go and get them. But there's a lot of information out there on certain ways that you can open up the third eye. I'm not going to go into too much how that's done, but that's what I was into. And it took me a little while. It didn't happen right off the bat. But after I kept on developing my meditation practice, and after a lot of concentration and meditation, I was able to successfully open it. So the day that it opened, I'll kind of explain to you the situation. I was into a heavy state of meditation at the time, and what I was doing is essentially you're looking internally. It's as if you're looking at a screen that's within your own self. So it's kind of like you're looking inside of yourself when you start looking in that meditative way. And what happened is I remember there was a kind of pop, a cracking sound. And this is very common. Other people who have opened up their third eye have also reported even smells, cracking, certain sounds, feelings when it opened. And what happened is it opened up, and as I'm showing you on your screen here, this is kind of what it looked like for me. I seen like a kaleidoscope of imagery that was constantly changing. I saw different worlds, different people, different beings, all sorts of stuff, very abstract and hard to really piece together, because what you're doing when you open up the third eye is you're opening yourself up to the spiritual dimension. And I'm going to tell you why that's bad right now in this current state a little later, but that's what you're doing. So it's a little bit hard to grasp what it is that you're seeing in this. And I remember being completely blown away by the experience. I couldn't believe that I could look within myself and see this and start receiving messages from what I believed were spirit guides at the time, who would give me visions through the third eye in order to communicate to me. So then, from that moment on, I was able to have extreme visions and extreme connection to my quote-unquote spirit guides. Now, I'll just pause right here momentarily to tell you, I was in contact with over 30 spirit beings. I call them the Ascended Masters, the archangels were other ones, and whatever form that these beings took, you know, I had a lot of them. I would just befriend them and ask them to guide my life and help me. And just to point out, those are demons. Those are not spirit guides. A lot of people are into contacting their dead relatives, contacting ascended masters, supposedly, who have went through the karmic process and now have ascended. They try and communicate with that. And what they think is they're communicating with those type of beings, but in reality, they're demons that masquerade themselves as angels of light. A trademark of these beings is that they're going to lead you into the knowledge that you are a god. Now, the Garden of Eden is where that first lie was ever told to humanity, that we are like God. So when you have a spiritual being who's leading you, and he's leading you into books and research and knowledge that makes you think that you're a god, that's not a good angel. That's a demon, okay? And these beings can appear in the spiritual visions as benevolent, awesome beings of light, but in reality, they are actually demonic, and we need to be aware of that, that they have this transformative power, that they can transform themselves in order to deceive their victim. Okay, and that's what I was susceptible to. And what happened is when I opened up my third eye, I allowed the communication to these beings to be made even more clear. Now, why is it that something like the third eye, first of all, is closed? And why is it a bad thing to open it up? Now, the Bible doesn't have 100% clear explanation for that. It's one of the areas that the Bible kind of stays silent on, but I think I have a little bit of insight. I'm not saying this is the truth. This is just my opinion. I believe that in the Garden of Eden, we had all the spiritual power and capabilities that the angels had. God was visible to man. Man walked with God. So we need to recognize that in that state in the garden, man was on a different plane because he was on the same playing field as God. And it is my belief that God now is separated from us because now we've fallen. We're in third dimensional reality where we're cut off to the higher dimensions. We've been blocked off to those realms. But in the garden, it's very probable and more likely that we were connected fully. Now what happened is at the fall, that was taken away from us. I believe that God closed the third eye. He blocked off the spiritual dimension. information from us. And why? To protect us. Because he knew that if we were accessing the spiritual realm, we could easily run into fallen angels who would deceive us, just like they are going and doing all across the world right now. All these people that are, quote-unquote, channeling spirits, they're not. They're channeling demons, okay? And the reason that God doesn't want you to open up your third eye is to protect you from these deceiving spirits who are on a higher dimension and a higher intelligence and plane than the person that they're victimizing. So, of course, God would want to protect you from those beings. So that is why he's protecting us. We've fallen, and right now, it's not a good thing to venture into the spiritual realm, because in the spiritual realm are found demons, fallen angels, angels who are good, who are now corrupted and are in rebellion against God. So God wanting to protect us has cut that off. Okay, because when we open up our third eye, all of a sudden we can really communicate with those spirits, and those are bad spirits. Okay, so God probably knew that ahead of time. So what he did is, in my belief, is that he blocked that off. He didn't allow that. Now, when he's going to remake us, he's going to take us out of these physical, mortal, fleshly bodies and transform us and transfigure us into the glorified body that Jesus Christ had after his resurrection. Then at that moment, I believe that all the spiritual power will be re-given to us, that we'll be able to have the capabilities that people are seeking to get here on earth through New Age practices. Because that's what I believe is occurring here, is that these things that the spiritual seeker in the New Age movement is trying to strive for are things that are good in a sense. Spirituality is good. We're going to have that, but we're in a fallen world right now. And God has specifically cut that stuff off so that we do not be deceived, and that, and most importantly, we make it to the end of this life to make it to the next kingdom, that we allow God to lead us in a way that would bring us to the kingdom of God, and that we wouldn't be taken away by these fallen angels and their deceptions in these days, in the dark days, in the fallen world that we inhabit right now. So that's kind of my take on it. It's very important to recognize that God is protecting. What?
Can you pause that? Thank you. Yeah. So apparently this guy didn't believe Jesus when Jesus said the kingdom of God is at hand. He thinks it's the next thing and not the here and now. And by his testimony, apparently he hadn't run across too many people who had the third eye open already, didn't need somebody to open it for them. if his theory is correct, God missed my eye. But, yeah, his description of what you see, that's pretty much what I see all the time. So, I don't know what to say. That loud pop, clap, whatever.
Yeah.
If he spent more time with it, he'd find out that it's actually well, it strikes you suddenly and hard if you approach it too quickly. And so it does sound like a loud bang or a pop. It's kind of a border. And if you approach it gradually, it, to me, it sounds like somebody's playing all the music in the world all at once, but it's in harmony. It's not a cacophony. It's like it's all been brought together properly.
Right. You got to, you know, it's kind of like laying in total silence. After so much time, you start hearing noises, but then after so much time longer, your brain starts to organize the sounds that you're hearing, and you can actually understand all the different noises, but when you first hear it, it's just noise.
Yeah, maybe. But he talks about that pop. There's this loud... Well, there's some meditation I used to do where I would stay awake, but I'd be falling asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be approaching that border between sleep and wakefulness. And right at the border is that sound that he's talking about.
Okay, well, what about the demons and the whole evil part that he's talking about?
Well, you know, somebody's telling me that I'm God. It's like, well, if I'm God, I feel sorry for the universe.
True. So basically, it's just like anything else. You have to be careful what spirits you're listening to.
Well, yeah.
And what spirits you're allowing to interface with you. I think Jamie had a bad experience, and she's still recovering from that experience. This part I'm allowed to talk about. But she got too deep into the metaphysical, and she's still battling with bad spirits, and that's why she had to go on the pharmaceutical that she's on to deal with the psychosis of having to deal with these evil spirits that are haunting her. Now, Lucy basically turned her back on Jamie and told her that she's full of crap and all this other stuff. But I don't think she's full of crap. I think she just went too deep. Because Jamie was hardcore into the metaphysical, trying to explore every facet possible.
Right.
I think she just went too far.
Too far too quick?
Too far too quick, yeah.
Well, you can do the same thing riding a bicycle.
Right, you can get hurt.
Yeah, if you don't know what you're doing, that bicycle chain can eat your toes.
Right.
You can skin your knees when you turn the thing over. You can crack your nose and your forehead and you go flying over the handlebars. You know. As a matter of fact, I still remember hitting the brakes for the first time on a 10-speed and the whole bike flipped over on me. Because you're not supposed to lock up the front wheel when you're going fast.
Right.
You know.
All right, well, this guy's got 3 more minutes. Let me finish and see what he has to say, because I never finished listening to him. Because the internet was so...
Yeah, let's see the rest of him. But he's kind of... He's got his opinions that are kind of a little off. All right.
So he's a little radical about it, but he's partly right, maybe.
Well, he's taken in the Christian propaganda that was thrown at him. And, you know, I'm not insulting to true Christians. It's just to the ones who are closed-minded and not willing to use reason.
Right. So basically, he did like Jamie. He went too deep too fast and had a bad experience and freaked out and went the opposite direction.
Right.
Okay, here we go.
Because he's our father and he's looking to protect us. He doesn't want to keep these things away from us because he's trying to hold back power, that he's trying to keep things away from us, that he's selfish. He doesn't want us to recognize that we are gods ourselves. That is what the Gnostics and the Satanists will teach you, that, you know, just try this. This is good. Look at the knowledge of good and evil. It's so good. Why wouldn't God want you to have a piece of this? Okay, so that's what's being offered through the
we can't handle it.
Is this same type of spiritual deception and power that was given, that was deceived, that was used to deceive the first man and woman in the garden. So wrapping up, I know that was kind of like a bit of a rant, but I just wanted to clarify that we need to be vigilant when it comes to spirituality. My New Age friend out there, please don't just think that the spiritual realm is all good, that you can just dive in head first, you can connect with any spiritual being, it doesn't matter, they're all good, there's no way they're telling lies, you know, you can trust all these spirit beings. That's not the case, and I made that naive I naively believed that back in the day. I just dived right into the New Age movement, got connected with whatever spirit would come my way, not even thinking that anything in the spirit realm could be bad. But the Bible reveals to us that in the spiritual realm right now is an absolute war between God, his angels, and the fallen ones. So we need to recognize that. There are dangerous and demonic forces when we access these realms. And this is why God forbids us from contacting the spirits, from contacting and opening things like a third eye and having, these type of New Age occult.
I don't think he forbids us. I think he cautions us.
Type of experiences. So please, brothers and sisters, if you're watching this video and you know someone who is attempting to open up this satanic portal, please send this video to them so that we can stop them, so that they can have the real spiritual portal open, and that is a relationship with Jesus Christ. That is the access way into the spiritual dimension that you need to find in your life. My spiritual seeker in the New Age movement, my dear friend, that is what your soul is yearning for. It will absolutely fulfill you. None of this other garbage ever filled me. It was only temporary, and it was on to the next thing, but Jesus Christ came in, and he spiritually fulfilled me. He said, he who is thirsty, come unto me and drink, and you'll be filled. You'll be full. He will quench your spiritual thirst, but nothing else absolutely will. So in times where spiritual deceptions are at an all-time high and people are being led astray into opening demonic portals to allow demonic spirits to deceive them, we as believers need to stay 100% vigilant. God bless.
God bless America!
So I cut him off 3 minutes early. Yeah, I agree with the caution thing. I don't know that they're disembodied. Maybe they have different bodies than us, but assuming they're disembodied, a spirit is a spirit. And we've got lots of spirits are walking around us right now in bags of flesh. I haven't met too many of them, are honest. So what makes you think that just because you're disembodied, you're going to be honest?
Right.
Yeah, I used to have a similar attitude to him, though. When I was in the Navy and soon after, when I was in the Navy, mostly, I don't think I did this much after. I'd have to contemplate it in a while, but I used to summon things, and I'd question them, and my assumption is that they even lied on one thing or gave misinformation on something, on anything. Oh, they must be demonic and therefore of the devil and, Well, now I'm older, I've come to realize that, if I use that same standard on the people I meet on the street, there ain't nobody on this planet that I would talk to. There ain't nobody on this planet that I would, I'd say, oh, you're all damned to hell because you're all liars and whatever, Because not one of us knows the whole truth about anything.
Right.
So even if you could see a lot more, what makes you think that even an angel, those four spirits that dance around the throne of God with their eyes looking everywhere, what is that? They got six wings, I think. Probably the reason why they're going, holy, 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 because they're seeing something new every time they turn around.
Right.
I mean, they're beings that can see a whole heck of a lot more than us, and in every moment of existence, they're seeing something new. And they're just dancing around our Father up in heaven.
And right. Even then, they're surprised at the new things that they see. So. Yeah, so it's 10 o'clock by the old clock, 9 o'clock by the new one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, we've been doing this for 2.5 hours, so we have to stop soon.
Okay.
So any last words?
You were on there for a half hour longer than I was. I fell asleep. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So any last words?
Good night, all. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, you want to have a clear igloo on the land?
A clear igloo?
Yeah.
Sort of.
It's an inflexible bubble tent. Inflexible bubble tent lets you sleep underneath the stars and explore the outdoors like never before.
The indoors. So it's the original glass house.
Basically, it's a bubble tent.
Actually, what I want to do is I want to make my geodesic dome greenhouse thing. I now have more knowledge of how to go about it. I would use that wiggle wire channel stuff to hold the plastic in place. And, we wouldn't have to buy the great big giant sheets that cost so much more. Matter of fact, we just need 4 sheets. And, yeah, whatever. But I'd make it in such a way that it could be taken down and put back up. And, of course, we're letting New World Order know about it by talking about it on this podcast. But I'd like to build, use that foam crete to build those dome homes underneath this, and then cover them with earth.
Right.
So all you have is a doorway coming out. You know, basically make a hobbit home. And what I can see from these foamcrete houses, these actually would be expandable, because after I built one section and buried it, I could dig out where I wanted to put the addition. And there'd be no problem with putting the addition on.
There you go.
You know? So, start out with a living room and kitchen and maybe a toilet. And then later add 2-3 bedrooms, whatever, and just move the greenhouse around so that I'm working on that part, and whenever I move it, there's a new hill there. I bet you even Google Maps would have a hard time identifying it.
Who knows?
You're like, that hill's round. Where'd that come from? That wasn't there a year ago when you put that dome there.
Right. That's when they send out their bully boys to do an investigation.
Yeah. That is if they're paying that much attention to what's going on in one little teeny tiny spot. But then they might be. Because
never know.
Because if you live down on Table Rock, if a tree falls down on your land, the very next day you will have a ticket on your door. Charging you with a crime against their whatever. Yeah, I'm not completely enthused with Corps of Engineers people. Dawson Lake's pretty neat, but, you know, that dam has stopped the migration of certain fish up into the upper parts of the river. You know, there's towns down at the bottom of the lake. All to produce a bunch of electricity that actually could have been produced cheaper and more environmentally friendly. You know, and at lower cost. But I guess we'll need to get a piece of river and start doing it ourselves so we can show people that it can be done. You know, they'll go, oh, hey, why do we got this big dam here and paying such high prices for electricity when we could be producing it ourselves?
Right.
You know? All right. Good night, people.
Party on!
Yeah. And if you find something to replace Parallel Kingdom, please let us know.
Please let us know.
Yep. Yep. Well, you know, hey, we got the winter to get some work done, and then come spring we can start playing Block Boss.
Yeah. I think probably not.
Well, when I get hooked on it, I won't tell you about it, so. You'll have to wait until I discover that you've been playing it.
Yeah. Too bad she's not more than 11% compatible.
Ooh.
She looks like she is compatible.
Oh, I'm not convinced your compatibility charts are 100% on the mark.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can't say
forward or backwards. So, you know, if I meet a girl, I'm willing to let you run the charts on her. But if she's a 0.5 and we're getting along famously, you know, who cares what your chart says?
Who cares what my chart says? Well, my astrologer didn't argue with me, so I don't know.
Yeah.
All righty. Party on.
I'm gonna wander off to bed. It's 10 o'clock.
Oh yeah, 10 o'clock now.
Yeah,
it's 9 o'clock.
Yes, it's 9, but it's 10.
Right. Okay. So, till next time at dementeddungeonsanddragons.com.
Yeah.
Where we talk about everything but Dungeons and Dragons.
Not true. Good night, all.
Yes, you can find the phone number at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, or I can give it to you right now. That number is 563-999-2010. Again, that is 563-999-2010. The extension is 256012, pound. Once again, 256012, pound. And yep. You can start to mute your line.
Perfect.
And if you forget the line, just go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com or DavidDavidAndDavid.com. And then type in the search for podcast, and it'll take you to the podcast page where you can get all the details. So we don't know when we'll be here next Sunday. What time are we going to be here next Sunday? 7, 8?
Yeah, sunset was around 6.
6:30. So
yeah.
We will say 7 o'clock.
So like, the New World Order may have changed their clocks, but we didn't.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So, 7 o'clock Central. Be there, or be square.
Yep. Night, all. And I lied. I'm going to stay up and watch another episode.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, goodbye. Okay, bye.
Bye.